Total Tuscany Podcast, episode 62.
The best part of villa rental is the ability to have quality time together in a place that you control, and enjoy meals together, and sitting around the fireplace together, sitting by the pool together. You're going to go out on day trips. You're going to go see and do things. But when you get home at night, or in the morning when you're having breakfast, that's the time, that's the quality time when everyone's sitting around together, talking about, you know, the experience that they're having and how, and it's private. It's just them. There's no one else.
Mario Scalzi is the premier expert on villa rentals throughout Italy. Mario founded Parker Villas in 1993. Since then, the travel industry has changed a lot. Parker Villas has changed right along with it in many ways. But one thing Mario and his team will not compromise on, the exclusivity of their rental properties and their commitment to first-class customer service. A trip of a lifetime should be without worry, and that's why we use and give our highest recommendation to Parker Villas. Good to have you along for another Total Tuscany Podcast. I'm Travis Justice, joined once again by Pat Capagna. Hello, Mr. Capagna. How you doing?
Travis, great. I'm doing well. How about you?
You know, it couldn't be better. Of course, it's that time of year again when we start planning maybe 6 months in advance, a year in advance. And when we start planning that far in advance, you got to start thinking about, well, where do we want to stay? Where are the best places to stay? And what's something new in Tuscany? And that's why I think every year that we've had the Total Tuscany Podcast, and I'm trying to think, is this like year five now? I should go back and look and see how many years we've been doing this. But one of the regular guests that we've had on year after year after year has been Mario Scalzi from ParkerVillas.com, because Parker Villas is where we started our Italian adventure back in 2009.
Yeah, we stumbled on the Parker Villa, and then we got hooked, right, on the customers. You could call it customer service, but it's way more than that.
Yeah, it has become a relationship, actually a friendship with Mario. And if you think about how the company started, was it 25 years ago, 27 years ago? It was like a catalog. I mean, they would send you a catalog of printed out of what villas were. And then, of course, you grow into the digital world and everything becomes online. But Mario was doing travel stuff long before the internet made it all a popular thing.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I still have my last catalog. Now, there's a lot of dog ears as we dream about staying here, staying there, right? But yeah, very different world back then.
Very, very much a different world. But one thing that hasn't changed over time is people's passion and want to go to Italy, stay in Italy, whether it be in Umbria, Tuscany, other parts of the country, because Parker Villa does have the country covered all the way from Milan down to Sicily. They can put you wherever you want. We happen to focus on Tuscany, and Mario Scalzi joins us today on the Total Tuscany Podcast, where, if you listen deep enough, he'll feature one of the new properties he has in Tuscany. Welcome, Mario Scalzi, to the Total Tuscany Podcast. Mario, it seems like a yearly occurrence that we get together and talk Tuscany, talk villas, talk travel, all sorts of good things. What's new in your life?
Travis and Pat, good morning. Thank you. First thing I want to say is repeat, thank you. A week does not go by at Parker that we don't get calls from people who are listening to this podcast.
Nuh-uh, you're kidding us.
No. And the last time you said, yeah, we do this on a yearly basis, the last time we did this a year ago, people need to call. And they call, there's a new call every week. And it's a call that leads to someone saying, yeah, you know, I want to travel with you. Let's figure out what I need to do. So I'm very grateful to both of you guys. And my business depends on ambassadors. And generally, ambassadors are people that will book again with you or come home and tell their friends and family about you. But what you guys do with the podcast, you're like Uber ambassadors. So thank you.
It's an easy call for us, Barrio, because we know we appreciate quality, and we know that Parker will take care of our listeners, and that the standard is up to what we expect when we travel, and there's always something new, something happening with Parker that it's interesting for us to hear about it. You know, it's always interested to know what kind of new properties you're bringing on board.
Yeah, I was amazed when somebody from sales told me that one of the calls came from Australia.
Really?
They listened to the, yes. So you've got listeners all over the place.
I should start charging you like a commission or something.
I was afraid. That crossed my mind. I said, I better not praise them too much. They'll now tag me. But yeah, guys, if you do, then it's worth it. You're good.
You know, Pat did bring up the quality and service. And the more we were over there, I was over there in December, last December. Pat just got back, and we tell these stories all the time every time we get on the podcast. But it does really come down to quality and service, because you can book a lot of different places. But yep. What we have found out and we see repeatedly is that when it comes to making a vacation of a lifetime, or even going back, being reassured, we've searched up and down. I don't know if there's anybody that offers the service that you do, of the exclusivity of the villas that you rent, and then having the customer service on the American side, and then also the customer service on the Italian side. It's something we revisit every time in the podcast that we do with you. And this is like our fourth or fifth podcast with you. But again, customer service is at the heart of your business.
Yes. To answer your question, are there other companies that do this? I don't know. We're so busy doing what we do that we really don't have time to spend on, looking at who does what or where. We just focus on creating ambassadors. And the best way to do that is to deliver on what you promised, that your descriptions are 100% accurate, updated, take your own photos, and did you price the product right? Because when you leave it to an owner to price something, they really don't have a sense of what they live in their own universe, in their own bubble. But we have to look at the universe overall and say, okay, this compared to that, where does it fit? And all of those things. And on top of it, we're doing a lot of assisting with the check-ins. So we'll show up suddenly when someone's checking in, just to make sure that caretaker, key holder, is going through the process correctly. That there is, because the check-in is very important. You want to show someone how everything works. How does the washing machine work? Because it's a different washing machine under European standards than American standards, with 37 buttons and knobs. And we just want to be able to tell every client how everything works, so that there's absolutely no problem, and that the house is spotlessly clean, that those are, and the grounds are maintained. So those are big issues. They seem like little issues. They say, well, you wouldn't even think of it. But when you get there, those little issues matter.
Mario,
it's all about the little stuff.
Long before check-in, what I've always been impressed by is Parker doesn't assign a villa to a customer, a potential customer, until you talk on the phone and find out what they're looking for. And I have not experienced that with any other company. And so for some of our first time listeners, could you walk them through what it's like to actually find a villa with Parker?
Yes. The way we're organized is that when a caller, when someone contacts us, the first thing we do is we say, can we set an appointment? Can we set a time when we can speak? And many of the emails and contacts or texts or whatever comes across is, I'd like a beautiful place for 10 people. We have beautiful places all over the place. How do we know which one? There's a vineyard from north to south. So when they call in, we have a series of questions in conversation, but we have an agenda, a list of all the things that we need to know about this particular group. what are their interests? What are their limitations? Are the limitations in being able to climb stairs? How do they feel about driving distances, dirt roads, cities, highways? What was the dream? How is the betting? Are they all couples? Do some people need to have individual bets? Children, allergies, what types of things are you allergic to? If you're allergic to wheat, grain, hay, then it could be the most beautiful house in the world. If there's a hay field outside, then we don't want to send you there. So generally people will look at photos and say, I love this place, and this is what I want to rent, and it fits my budget, and it sleeps the correct number of people. And while a ton of detail is in each description, people get enamored by photos. It's visual. And then from the eyes, it gets to you, you know, it goes right to your heart. You love it. And then from your heart, it goes to your wallet. Can you do it? We want to go beyond that. So we have this interview, and at that point, we can say, okay, from everything we've learned about you and your group, and when you want, and the time of year in which you're going, and your budget, and let's see if where we can stay below that budget. Here are three or four things. Let's visit them. This one here meets all of the requirements, except it is not. It doesn't have one element or another. This one here has every element, but it's at a different price, so we're not going to even propose that. And so we narrow it down to what's going to be the right property for you and for the owner as well, because the last thing we want is when someone gets to a property and they're unpleasantly surprised. It's not the place for them. They would have chosen something else had they known better. So, and we don't, the owner provides what he provides. We want to make sure that the two are matching. And then from there, once they realize that this is what the process is, they really welcome it. Many times, people think that if they can just shoot a quick email or send you a text and say, you know, I'd like a 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom house in someplace, that's going to solve the problem. Once they realize that to have a really worry-free lifetime experience, you've got to invest more than money. You've got to invest a little bit of your time and understand what your group makeup is and what everyone's desires are. They really welcome that. Then we get into ordering meals at the villa. We want to have a pizza night on Tuesday night. Can we arrange the chef to come over and teach us how to make pizza? And then it you know, what sort of things should we do? Is there a winery nearby? Can you arrange that? Yeah, we do all kinds of stuff. Then it gets fun. That's when the customer realizes now that a big part of the excitement, the fun, is the anticipation of putting all this thing together, imagining, envisioning it all, and then living it out when you get there with pleasant surprises, and then you come home. We've convinced another ambassador, and that's our life. We love it.
What's the, in your view, and you've done this a long time, what's the best part about villa rental? The feedback that you get from people, I know what ours is, but is it a pretty consistent message, the feedback you get and what you think the best part of villa rental is?
The best part of villa rental is the ability to have quality time together in a place that you control, and enjoy meals together, and sitting around the fireplace together, sitting by the pool together. When you go out on the day trip, everybody's going to, whether you're in a hotel, a villa, or a convent, you're going to go out on day trips. You're going to go see and do things. But when you get home at night, or in the morning when you're having breakfast, that's the time, that's the quality time when everyone's sitting around together, talking about you know, the experience that they're having, and how, and it's private. It's just them. There's no one else. That to me is a great, is one of the main things, and the ability not to be forced to have to eat every meal at a restaurant. You can go to the local markets, start experimenting. You may not know how to boil water, but you know what? You'll figure it out because it's so much fun to do. I'm curious, what's your vision of it since you experience it?
You know, and we've experienced it a number of times. I think that the more we go, it's changed every time we go. I don't know how Pat feels. I'm going to speak for me. Pat, I'll answer than you. My answer has changed over time, and the fact that it's peacefulness. It's a place to, if I don't want to go out on a day trip, I can go sit on a patio or sit by a pool and just take in scenery that you can't see anywhere else, and really slow down. And we talk about the slow down, but the more you go, the more you don't want to do anything when you're there. If that makes any sense whatsoever. You know, I mean, I would rather... The last time we rented from you, we were close to Vinci, and I'd rather just go into Vinci and hang out and sit at a coffee shop and do nothing. But it's really more about that personal freedom and making it a home away from home while you're there. But Pat, what's your feeling on it?
Well, having just come back and spent half the time in a villa and half the time in a hotel, I would say, you know, there are some really nice advantages to staying in a hotel. There's maid service, and you're close to the city, and you can walk outside and grab a cappuccino. But the benefit of a villa and a Parker villa is that every day you can go on an adventure. And as Mario just said, for me, one of the best adventures is going to a local market, finding out what market day is available in a nearby hilltop town, and figuring out how to purchase a certain quantity of something in the metric system, and then bringing it back to your villa and making it. And those things you cannot recreate in a hotel. So it's an adventure. It's an opportunity. And when you talk about immersion, for me, that's what that is.
Are we on spot, Mario?
Yeah, absolutely. And the it's funny that you bring that up, you know, about the peacefulness, and you get there and then you just want to sit, relax, and go to the local market and do the local and live like a local in that context. Yeah. Because prior to the trip, you don't really know that's going to happen. You have a checklist. I need to see this, visit that. There's the Feast of the Tomato happening on Tuesday, which you told me about at this town. I want to go do that. Because in our, you know, Western mindset, if we're not doing something at any given moment, we're wasting time. And we help with that. We go along with that, knowing well that people come back and you say, okay, you had that list of, you know, 20 things you were going to visit, see, do while you were there. How'd it go? Actually, we only did like one of them. Well, what happened? when we sat down and looked at the view and went, at that point on, we were in paradise. We never wanted to leave. In fact, we could stay there forever and we're dying to go back. We don't have a way to say that in words prior to. It's something that each group has to experience on their own, like you have. But we have fun helping them plot out the logistics of all these different places that they plan to go to, knowing that in the end they may very well choose to just stay where they are and go grab that cappuccino in the morning and try to figure out that buying 2 kilos of something, it'll take you 2 months to finish it, eating it because it's, you know, 6 pounds.
So true. What do you have any new properties? Because, you know, this is, we get together every year. We talk about a lot of the same things just as a refresher course. But I know you're always moving stuff in, moving stuff out. What's new when people visit the website?
Well, today they're going to, we just put it up, I think, last week. We have this place in Montecatini Alto. Montecatini sits midway between Florence and Lucca. So it's a great location strategically to be able to go as far west as the Cinque Terre in Liguria that everybody loves to has on their agenda, and certainly go to Florence as often as you wish, because Montecatini itself is served by a train station on that serves both sides, and you can get to the Tuscan beaches as well in short order and very frequent service. Montecatini Alto is the high part of the city. City of Montecatini is a spa town, so if you're into thermal spas, curative spas, that's a great place to be, and it's very modern. But when you go up the cable car to Montecatini Alto, or you drive the road, or you take the bus, however you get there, there's this little village that the Florentines and the Pisans fought over for centuries, and it had all these towers and fortifications, and our property is a townhouse right next to one of the last two remaining towers, I believe. You walk outside, there's a few restaurants, there's cafe bars, there's a couple of grocery stores, but inside what we have is a restored villa. It took a year and a half to work on this project. Wow. To get it going. And it's four bedrooms, four bathrooms, completely air-conditioned, vaulted brick ceilings. The bathrooms are five-star hotel. The mattresses, everything is it's perfect. Then when you get to the rooftop, you're high up. You're on a hill. You're high up because it's this tower is at the highest point. In the little village, and on a clear day you can see the sea, 40 miles away, and with a hot tub, so you could just sort of really relax, sit there in that tub and look out over the view. We love it. So we got that project out now. It's out there and it's going, and we're working on again, it takes years to get these things going. We've got a beautiful house in Vinci. You mentioned Vinci a few minutes ago. That is brand new. It was an old ruin. It's we've been involved since the beginning in getting this place rehabbed, but restored to a high level. Six bedrooms, six bathrooms, fully air conditioned, beautiful pool, incredible views. You can see Vinci right outside your backyard, and you can get there by car. I mean, you can walk there if you're a good walker, but you could, because it's hilly, but if you can get there by car in like 4 minutes, and there's restaurants in town, and it's 20 minutes from Florence. It's like half an hour from Florence. It's not it's not much at all, so it's a perfect location. So that one will be coming on board in the next month or so. We're just waiting for the right moment to do the pictures. We've got another property coming up on Lake Garda, another four-bedroom, four-bath with views of Lake Garda, because we think Lake Garda is underutilized, undervalued. It's the deepest lake in Europe. It's one of the it's the largest lake in Italy, and it is absolutely stunning, but undervalued. So that's what we're aiming for. We're aiming for properties that people can get to easily, see a lot of things from easily, but that offer great quality at a great price, and you're close to Verona, you're close to the lake, you can organize a day trip to Venice. There's just a lot to see and do there, so we're looking forward to that one. Will probably be coming on board mid-summer. An older property called Villa Monarca, maybe perfect for you guys one of these trips. As we're experiencing second generation of customers, of guests, because the children of the parents who went there 20 years ago and now coming back to us with their own kids. Same sort of thing is happening with the owners. And this particular owner, she's retired. Her son, who was a boy, we had a long conversation. We visited. We looked, you know, looked at everything. He's turning this way. He actually has turned it. It was photographed yesterday, so I'm waiting to get the pictures back so to put it up. 7-bedroom, ultra luxury, with a billiard room, bocce court, even a playground for the kids. Incredible views, close to Montepulciano, which is a hot spot now in Tuscany. Again, undervalued, but amazing for Tuscany. And we feel that Tuscany, you know, I always used to say to you guys, you know, total Tuscany, there's other parts of Italy besides Tuscany, yeah. And there are. But we're coming more to your mindset. There's so much more to see and do and develop in Tuscany that I don't have enough time in this lifetime to get to all of it. So I'm coming away to your way of thinking. Our apartment in Rome, again, second generation owner, completely rehabbed it. It's exciting. I've got a new property coming in Cortona, American owner. When Americans own things in Italy, the most of them go to every length possible to get even every doorknob made by the grandson of the guy who made the doorknobs for the Medici family. And this villa in Cortona, a 5-bedroom private pool, is going to be a crowning joy for us. So yes, Monte Catini, Catini Alto, it's called. You'll find it on our website, and you'll see it's top deck with the hot tub, and then it's got its own sauna. It just has everything we could think of, we put in there. And when you have an owner who's with you, that's a great joy. And we know it takes, you know, a year or two for these things to take off, because once the first group of people come back and they tell all their friends, and the next thing you know, the place gets crowded. So four couples, and it's affordable for even less, because we just priced it right. Get there if you can. It's open for next year, and a lot of our properties are open for next year, and we're opening them daily because people do want to plan a year ahead, and I think it's a good thing to do so, because there's just there's so much fun to be had in planning. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Mari, I'm curious, you know, it sounds like a cliche, but, you know, our family's experienced a lifetime, once in a lifetime experience, our first trip to Italy with Parker. Mm. Do you find that most of your repeat customers want to go back to the same villa and try to recreate that experience, or are they willing to maybe look at other options because you have so many properties to take a look at?
Yeah, it's a split. There are people that will certainly come back and say, okay, I've had this experience. It was tremendous. Now I'd like to try the Italian Riviera, or I'd like to try this other part of Tuscany or Umbria. And then we have that group of people that year after year, the moment they come back, they're contacting us and booking it, the same house, for the following year. And we have people did book the same house twice a year. They go in the spring and they go in the fall. Same property. They have is perhaps a far better relationship with the owner than I do, because they hang out together. So yes, there's a certain familiarity, because in their mind, I'm going to my house for my vacation. This is my vacation home. I rent it every year. I take 2 weeks. I rent it. And one of those homes that where people definitely do that is Villa Paradiso, outside of Orvieto in Umbria, right on the other side of the Tuscan border. It's got an amazing view of town. But what really is incredible about this property is, again, the owner. And this owner, when people arrive, goes through every possible length to make them happy. And while certain things are promised and guaranteed, he goes beyond that. And when people see that there's that genuine, he expects nothing for it. And when they see that genuine hospitality, they just totally relax and say, okay, yeah, I'm just coming here again. And people keep going there for, now it's been 5-6 years that they just keep returning every year. And sometimes instead of 1 week, they'll rent two or three because they'll bring different groups of friends. And we see that more often now. Someone will rent 3 weeks, and each week they'll have a different set of guests depart and arrive.
Interesting.
Interesting. Hey, I do have a question. Are all the villas, and I should know this, but I don't. This is actually something I don't know. Are all the villas open 12 months a year, or are there times when stuff's not available for rental?
We work that out with the owner. We work out the mechanics of it because most of them are open 12 months a year. The ones where it's impractical to rent in the winter months, let's say January, February, March. Well, March is okay, but January, February, and December, because heating costs are high. And just the structure, the way that this property is configured, even though the rental rate is low, if you need to use heat, and energy in Italy, you guys well know, is like 7 times more expensive than it is here. And we don't get that concept. An Italian will put on 3 sweaters before he turns on the heat. So if a property is really not conducive for a winter rental, we just don't make it available. Again, that's a difference where some people, may not care. They just, it's always available. We want you to go there and come back a firm believer in what we do. So if it's not the right time, we're going to say it's unavailable.
Mario Scalzi from ParkerVillas.com. We can't recommend Parker Villas any more than give us our highest 5-star rating because they've been with us from the beginning. And the truth is, Parker Villas inspired the beginning of the Total Tuscany podcast and inspired the beginning of TotalTuscany.com, Pat.
Well, and I kind of feel that it's everybody that listens to us is listening to us because of Parker.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And so... it's just,
you guys are awesome.
Well, we enjoy it, and we really appreciate talking with you, Mario. You're the best.
If I just may add one thing, we get calls daily now with share ride questions. People are planning to say, when I get to Italy, I'm just going to Uber myself to someplace. Please advise your listeners not to do that because there is no Uber there. And should someone try... they're not going to, there's no service. The Italian labor laws have made it such that it's really not happening. A journalist for the past 5 months, Uber tried an experiment in the city of Turin to see if they could get it going. And for the past 5 months, he's ordered an Uber and the website keeps telling him it's on its way. And it's been 5 months, and it hasn't arrived yet.
I shouldn't laugh. But...
please advise your listeners, that's not the way to go.
No, either rent a car. And I will say this, because when we were there in December, there was actually a lot of stuff going on with the government, like to kind of a fight, should we say, between the private drivers and the taxi drivers. And that was getting ugly from a union standpoint. We walked in on a walkout one day. Either rent a car because it's very easy to drive in Italy. It's not difficult at all. Or hire a private driver because you're going to get a unique experience that way. Taxi only maybe from the airport to your hotel if you have a hotel. But otherwise, I'd get a private driver or rent a car.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I got that in because we're experiencing so many calls, and it's not like here where you can step out of the terminal at the airport and hop in an Uber. No such thing.
Mario, always good talking to you, my friend.
Same here.
And let's catch up. We do it once a year, but we need to stay in touch a lot more.
All right. Looking forward to it.
It's always great talking with Mario, isn't it?
It really is. And I think he hit upon something. You know, you have those discussions of, you know, where the travel market goes. When you look at Parker Villas, I don't think there is any more company more ideal for when you have a larger group, say 6 people, 8 people, 10 people, 12, 14. When you want to have a larger group, you need that customer service piece of it. You need to make sure that you have a local there with you, which Parker Villas provides with you know, staff in Italy. Because when it gets to be that big and you want that dream, that trip of a lifetime, the customer service aspect of it is so, so important.
Yeah, and it's not only a local representative of the company, but they're English speaking, which is important. Having just come back from Italy just a few weeks ago with 19 members of my family, you know, the key is that Mario and his company have a passion for Italy and a passion to make sure that your trip, when you book through them, is everything you dream about. And you can't make a mistake. When you take that many people to Italy, you cannot make a mistake.
You really can't. I'll go back to when we rented the villa near Vinci. Right when we were checking in, I remember the American office, somebody in Mario's office called you to make sure everything was going okay. Everything's fine. And I remember there might have been something either with the stove or the wash machine where you had to call somebody in Italy and they responded immediately. And it was nothing wrong. There was something wrong. We just didn't know how to use it. So we were like, hey, how does this work? And I know my memory's going back and forth, but we've had to. It's the checking up onto us upon check-in, and then if you need anything while you're there, you're a phone call away. It's that simple.
Yeah, it sounds silly, but you would think that it would be intuitive to learn how to use a washing machine in Italy. It is not.
Especially when you're looking at two guys like us, right? Make sure to follow Total Tuscany on all the social media channels. You can follow us on Facebook at Total Tuscany. You can follow us on Twitter at Total Tuscany. Of course, on Instagram at Total Tuscany. So there's always a way to reach out to us. If you are on Google, you can find us there. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, please take time to give us a 5-star review. That is if you like the podcast. Hopefully you do. But if the more you review us, the more you talk about us, the more people are able to find us, and that means the most. For Pat Capagna, I'm Travis Justice. Continue to live those Tuscan and Italy dreams, and we'll talk to you next time on the Total Tuscany Podcast.